it's gonna be a weird one because I guess I'm guessing Vince leftovers from Vince, but I should do some sort of introduction, huh? I guess I don't know. I've never done this. I've never done this kind before.
Yeah, this is brand new for everybody.
Yeah, so patrons, welcome to yet another new series. It's not The Hazards Are Real. It's not The Watch Parties or anything of that nature. I think I'm going to call it Monday Night Fake Fights Presents. as a general catch-all for any sort of weird thing that we find ourselves wanting to do on Patreon. It seems to work. But if you listened this week to the main feed, well, first of all, hi, Garrick, she, they. And I got Piper with me.
Hello.
Piper, woo, hello. The crowd continues to be hot. If you listen to this week, Piper was with us again, and we stumbled across what appears to be a fucking gem. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling gem. I'm smelling gem.
It's such a unique. It's the cellar door of promoting your next wrestling show. Yeah, Hacksaw Jim Duggan goes to Ireland.
Let's.
How can you not?
Go exactly. So even though I'm in a unusual recording situation, and even though I'm pretty sure, sickos, that I broke my foot this morning, we're gonna go on a little bit of a ride here. So thank you for being here for said ride, Piper.
Of course. And
the first fun thing of this ride, besides the broken toe, which I told you, but like I'm going to put it on the record because it's a podcast, so why not? One of the best shows I've ever seen in my life was the first of five times that I've seen Modest Mouse. Isaac Brock, the lead singer, comes out and announces to us first thing that he broke his toe that morning, and he proceeded to make us all see God and spit in her face. So it was an unbelievable show. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to power through to talk about weird wrestling. I think I can.
It brings energy to us all when we need it.
Yeah, I think I can make it. Thank you, weird, creepy Isaac Brock. So fuck yeah, we are going to look at the WCW Saturday Night, where Jim goes to Ireland. Are you seeing? Check in with you. You're seeing everything.
Yep, looks good on my end.
Okay, so this is the fun thing, kids. Vince McMahon or whoever decided to be a dick about this, put WCW Saturday Night on Peacock, and then you click it and you realize that it's a smattering of episodes.
Oh no.
Yep. So what I have done here, thanks to the ye old internets, I've gone to YouTube. And I have managed to create a playlist of three wrestling grappling matches and the 5 minute segment of Duggan going to Ireland.
Perfect.
So we have an amalgamation of the November 11th WCW Saturday Night. Do you hear the sound? You do? All right, cool. All right, so first, at least I'm assuming first, I'm not a professional. I did not go in and like see how this was going to be done. According to the actual card, I just went and made a playlist. Sure. So I figure we're going to eat our vegetables before we get dessert. That is Jim Duggan going to Ireland. It's not pretty, folks. So what y'all are going to be looking for, the first thing we're watching is Ron Thompson versus Sergeant Craig Pittman, November 11th, 1995, WCW Saturday Night. If you get that in there, you should be able to find it. It's a user called Drop a Ling, A-L-I-N-G. I don't know.
I got nothing on that one there.
So, but that's where it is there, and I'm going to hit play. We'll see how this goes. In 3, 2, 1, go. So we still got Shivani on Saturday nights. All right, good to know.
This is a hell of a set.
Yeah, I must say, this is, it's like a sci-fi, like aliens. It's a Jimmy Cameron set, is what it is. I can't read his shirt because
there's no hunting like the hunting of man.
Oh, that's normal.
Yeah, fine, cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm fine with that.
That is the most, that is the most subdued Dusty I've ever heard.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this Dusty Rhodes on Quaaludes?
It sounds like it. They woke him up from his nap and he was like, I got to go do Saturday night, brother.
I can almost understand him. What the fuck? So I don't know who this guy is, but they're telling us about World War III coming soon to a Patreon near you. Coming soon to us, like, I think tomorrow? Friday? No, Friday.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know. Everything got weird because I lost my dog sit and it broke my toe. But folks, we have jobber versus might as well be a jobber action.
Jobber, yeah.
This is jobber on jobber violence.
Well, it's the hunting of man. So.
It's the hunting of Central. Jobber.
What is a jobber?
Oh God! Okay, Matt Walsh. Oh God! Like Matt Walsh's new wrestling documentary. What is a jobber? Oh Jesus! Okay. That was something.
Something's a nice a way to describe it. My head hurts after seeing that.
That was a hell of an overhead belly to belly suplex for those listening along. And it looked like dude just got dumped on his dome. Now we got some sort of weird clover leaf leg thing going on.
I can't say I've seen that before. Unique offense of the pit bull.
Dusty's getting a little more worked up. Here we go. So this is where Dusty's been hiding Saturday nights.
And just like that, he's there. Like, Dusty's...
Because I knew he was working there, and he's going to show up more on pay-per-views, God bless him.
He woke up. That's the important thing.
Two-time NWA champ at this point, I think. Like, he got to work up, though. Tony Schiavone has high standards. Oh, no, that was a hell of a deal. Here's the thing, though. Dusty called that a little early, giving the game away.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's coming out of the corner. I bet she's going to beel him. I'm like, you can't say that, Dust. Oh, that was weird.
Huh.
Oh, he went for like the Ishii headbutt. But I think the other guy thought he was going for a backdrop. That made it look awkward. Vegetables, sickos. Like we said, we're eating our vegetables.
Yeah. I'm trying to come up with what vegetables they are. Like, these are like, it's like peas. Like, you opened the can 3 nights ago and stuck it in the fridge, and you're like, I should probably eat these.
Yeah.
But they're here.
But look at the jobber shorts. It's colorful. So I'm going to say California medley.
Okay, yeah.
That looks like Venice Beach skater shorts. California medley.
Yeah.
We got some carrots. We got some broccoli, cauliflower in there.
Yeah,
some green beans, peas, you know.
That all checks out. Oh, boy.
Okay. Hey, there's that backdrop he was waiting for. The timing's just way off.
What city do you think Shivani and Dusty are recording this from? Because it's definitely not the one they're in right now.
Atlanta.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It is a terrible casting, so.
As close to Turner headquarters as possible. Sure has. Big, sticky giant. All right. Jobber ain't terrible. He's selling a little hard, but he keeps taking these overheads.
Yeah.
God damn. You earned that $75 paycheck.
he's earning his vegetables tonight.
Yes, we're eating our vegetables. He's earning his can of vegetables and chili. And I remember Steve Austin had a old anecdote about eating raw potatoes when he got started, and I'm like, buddy, you can't. That's
poisonous. Not good.
That's not good for you. Oh, his code red armbar.
Oh, is that his?
That's his finisher still.
Huh.
At least MJF goes for the full Fujiwara and like really yanks it for the Salt of the Earth.
Yeah.
I appreciate that for me. No. It's a bad day for the core.
It's me. I'm the core.
It's me. I the core. Another classic confrontation. Dusty, baby.
Ron Thompson.
Ron Thompson.
Nope. I got nothing on him.
Dusty is not all the way there. He's like 25% emotion. Well, first course down, folks.
No. Now we're getting the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, now here's the meat. So I'm going to go back so we can give a proper introduction. So that was a Pittman versus a Jobber match.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what that was. I'm surprised by Dusty. So, like, that first array into Saturday night ain't so bad.
The set is cool, and that's about it. It's a very bland production so far.
It's definitely got house show vibes. It's got the really cool sci-fi set for a house show, though. Give them that.
Yeah.
That's definitely good. But as you said, we're heading into the meat and potatoes. I think it's safe to say we can call this the meat.
Yes.
Yeah, we got Dean Malenko versus Jobber. Todd Morton.
There was somebody else that they advertised. Or am I thinking of the following week of Nitro that I was excited for? I might have got it mixed. I got my stuff mixed up because I was so excited for the dessert of this four-course meal.
Yes, precisely. Well, maybe you'll show up in the potatoes. No spoilers, but here we go. Dean Malenko versus Todd Morton. Still with user Drop a Ling. You're going to want to look Dean Malenko versus Todd 2D's Morton. Again, 11/11/1995, WCW Saturday night. And feel free to pause me, blah, blah, blah. And 3, 2, 1, a play. Yes, 007 is back on TBS. And I am back in my kitchen in 1995.
Was that Brosnan's first Bond performance?
It was. And my personal favorite, GoldenEye, was so good. All right, folks, I guess we're getting some TBS commercials as well.
Perfect.
An amuse-bouche, if you will.
This is always the fun part of watching old recordings of things like this.
Christopher Walken with a mustache? What is going on?
Yeah, I don't recognize this at all.
Nick of Time, but his name is Nick. That's funny.
Sure. Oh, hell yeah.
I wanted one of those.
I think I had that like double-sided one.
I don't think I ever got the double-sided one, but I wanted it.
Was that one of the Sprouse kids?
I don't know. Oh my god. Okay, I'm sure those still exist and have just gotten better. What are we watching? It's the 90s, so video game commercials are porn.
Wow.
That was quick and dirty.
I already like this better than the last match.
Yeah, right. it turns out when we said meat and potatoes, the meat was squared beef. There we go. WCW's main event. Oh my god, Sting looks so awkward. Jesus Christ.
Vector Man. Oh, Vector Man rules.
I don't think I ever played Vector Man. No, I was never a Sega kid.
Vector Man is awesome.
He looks like a little tennis ball guy. I love him.
Yeah.
Card subject to change.
There's Sabu again.
All right, folks, I have to say, I just noticed before they were saying three rings, three giants, one battle royal, and already it's three rings, one battle royal. They've dropped the three giants. Yeti did not stick.
Nope.
More like dry ice, man. Am I right? Hey.
That's good.
All right. So let's hear about this Todd Morton. He looks like he's related to Ricky.
Yeah, he really does.
All right. Okay, folks, I'm doing journalism on the air. And as in, I'm going to Google who this Todd Morton kid is.
And he's got tassels, so...
He's got tassels and he's got tassels and a mullet. He could be a Morton.
Yeah. That was not pretty.
Not very, no. I don't think this is a Morton. I think this is a man named Michael Todd Stratton.
He is a Morton in moniker alone.
My God. Yeah, I'm done looking. So, the Iceman, the man of a thousand holds versus Kirkwood Ricky Morton. Ooh. The one-legged tree of woe.
It's not where you want to be in a situation against a submission specialist like Dean Malenko.
Especially because, like, Dean is in a hurry tonight. Dean is working this evening.
Yeah.
He has shown us like 50 of those thousand holds already. You are Aaron Hockey Dusty. You're the American dream, baby. That time, fans. Some other announcer, Tony being arrogant. That's amazing. Oh my God. Dusty giving Tony shit.
It's great.
That's a pretty solid duo.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. I would.
That's hold number 274.
You got a name on that one?
We call that the crotch fucker. But not in the way you'd think.
No. Is that what they're going for? This is the mothership? Hence the space-aged entryway?
Oh my God. I guess. Dusty loves him some movies. He always wanted to be a director. Maybe what if he called Cameron? Jimmy, baby. I need some ideas for a set, Daddy. It's got to be space age.
You got some mothership. Leftovers from Terminator 2, Daddy.
It's the mothership, Daddy.
I'll take the abyss if you got it.
I'm talking dry ice machines, baby.
James Cameron has like a whole wing of his house probably full of dry ice machines.
Yeah, so he's probably just like, okay, yes, Mr. Dream, I just do what you gotta do. I need to get in a submarine right now.
Yeah,
it's 1995. I'm making Titanic, please leave me alone.
Oh, sorry, Daddy, I forgot you're working on the biggest movie ever.
That reminds me to call you back in about 3 years when I need money.
I'm excited to see it, Daddy.
I called Jimmy Cameron. He said I can't help you. You're going to have to go to ECW, Daddy. Call Paul Heyman, baby.
We're good friends from back in the day.
Yeah. Paul Heyman and James Cameron working with, like, Roger Corman.
I
can see.
Yeah.
That actually tracks. Oh.
Heyman has big trauma energy.
He does. He really do. Oh God, I'd hate to see that. I don't know if I'd love or hate to see that.
It can be both.
There you go. I love just that, like, Dean Malenko did a drop toe hold on a guy who was already on the ground and then just hugged his leg until he quit.
Hey,
that's holds 572 followed by hold 739.
And you my add God. That, and it equals a win.
Well, holy shit. That happened, kids. And what the fuck? I wasn't expecting the commercials. That was a delight.
I'm now excited to see if it's a different channel, but if the next one has any bumpers in it.
Yeah, it's a different channel, but we'll see if our potatoes are skin on, garlic parm, or just plain. I don't care, Toby Mathis. I'm going to go ahead and skip. I don't care about your personal access. Okay. So, for the folks playing along at home, first of all, God love you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I can't even thank you enough. I get like $21 a month, and it's so good. besides that, though,
that's great.
Right? No, so random call out to the patrons. Love you, folks. Fuck. To patrons from the future, love you as well.
I will love you and love you now.
I will. Yes, I will love you in the future, in the present. If we can get like a time machine going, I will go back in time and love you. But in the meantime, we have YouTube user Monsoon Classic Gorilla is my guess. You need to get a banana, Gorilla. So 29,000 subscribers. All right. What you guys are looking for, the potatoes of the evening. Oh, Jesus, God. Oh, my God. Disco Inferno versus Chris Canyon, Saturday night, November 11th, 1995.
Ooh, this is going to be a long 20 minutes of an 8.5-minute segment.
Yeah. Well said, Piper. Well said. I'm just excited to see, is this Chris Canyon pre-mortis, it appears, which, all right, let's go. So, folks, I hope I gave you enough time to find it. If not, you can pause it. You're adults. So I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, a potato. Oh, God, no. No bumpers. We have to show just up right to into.
Hey, he was over with like 2-3-year-old me, so he figured something out. Just not wrestling very well.
Right. Oh, God. You know what's wrong? You know what is instantly wrong about this fucking show? Chris Canyon got the jobber entrance.
And Disco Inferno. Disco Inferno. Yeah.
So now we know this. Now we know what WCW Saturday Night is. It is such the show where the jobbers are that our main event, at least, I don't know what the actual main event is. Is Disco Inferno versus Jobber. Jobber on, the Jobber on Jobber violence continues.
The crowd loves it.
Oh, no. His ass says shake your booty, folks. I will not be shaking my booty, and it's not just because my toe is broken.
Canyon has like 5 inches on him, and unfortunately, we know how the match is going to go.
Yeah. I just want to say it's wild that Chris Canyon, an actual gay man, is somehow the straighter looking individual in this match, and that's fucking wild, folks. Young Chris Canyon, not in a mask though. This is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Disco sucks chant. Okay, right off the bat. All right. Disco duck. All right. 45 minutes he's worked on his hair. Okay. This is the clown show. This is absolutely the clown show. And we have even gotten to Duggan.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Unbelievable. Hulk Hogan. Woo.
It looks like Canyon's like wrestling with his little brother. Like he's home from sophomore year of college, and his little like 11, 12-year-old brother's like, hey, Chris, and tries to get one over on him. But
Get out of my stuff. There's things in there you shouldn't see. Get out of my stuff. God. Oh, he is. He's got large big brother energy. Makes you realize just how tall Canyon is.
Yeah.
Which is going to make remembering how tall Mortis is later even more mind-blowing. Yeah, check your hair again. Oh, my God. No. Hit him harder, Chris. Hit him harder. Who harder than Canyon? Bam. No, that's a lockup. I want you to hit him. Poor Tony. Tony trying to get out of the dusty hole.
Dusty, we're not talking about commercials. We're here to talk about wrestling. You and I are here to talk about the commercials.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Oh, that's what it is. It's Kurosawa versus Arn Anderson. We should try to find that. That's the actual potato.
Okay. All right. We're going to go picture in picture and see what I can find.
No, stop. Please, no. Oh, Dusty. Dusty's having a grand old time. God, Canyon's good at this. And Glenn is not. Stop it, Glenn. Also, yes. Yes, Tony. He does. He's looking for his roots, apparently. That's why they're sending him to Ireland. This is even more exciting.
Good news. We found the main event.
Yes. Good job, Piper. Thank you for being a professional when I could not be.
That is okay. We're here. We're here for the wrestling, and we found the wrestling.
I'm here for Jim Duggan looking for his roots in Ireland. Oh, too. Look at that. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Get out of a sleeper into a backbreaker. Fuck every Chris Canyon hater ever is what I say.
Why couldn't we add him versus one of the other two guys in the next match?
Yeah, right? Oh, damn. He sells it like it killed him.
Or him versus Malenko.
Oh, my God.
That would have killed.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
He'll be dressed as Mortis because Mortal Kombat's a thing that exists. And is making money, damn it. It's going to draw.
Yeah, but we're already a couple years removed from 1 and 2 at this point, aren't we?
Yeah, but the movie is starting to come out.
You're right.
Yeah. It's like, shit, well, we got to make them think that we have mortal combatants.
I don't know. Glacier?
A Glacier? A Sub-Zero? A Kirkland Sub-Zero? Folks, spoilers. It's coming. Stay with us, fans. I swear to God, if Disco wins this, like, clean in the middle of the ring, I'm going to cry. Damn.
Okay.
That was middling suplex. It was good for Disco.
Yeah.
It looked like he was going for a brain buster for a second there, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Now, that was good. Look at the tip-top toes.
Ooh. I'm going to start referring to, like, sloppy throws. It's like, oh, it was good for Disco.
It was good. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's solid. Write that down. Moxley, Cat, write that down. Oh, shit.
Grab the tights.
Beautiful. With the back of his arm, he rolled him up. That was so good. Fuck you. Even on the jobber show, the Disco jobs to the jobber.
You love to see it.
This is how it's meant to be. No, you're not going to dance through this. Fuck you to hell. I'm going to take this note this time to say that I hope that Glenn is having a bad day today in the year of our gourd 2024. that was such a beautiful Northern Lights suplex. God damn. Now, this was pretty great, too. You got him with the back of the arm.
Flip him over.
That was beautiful. Who better than Canyon? No, we're not going to find Hulk Hogan hitting the beach. We will not.
I'll pass. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you, YouTube. Once again, YouTube trying to get you to go from what you're watching to watching Nazis. Jesus Christ. All right. So, do you want to send me the link?
I already have.
No. Oh, my God. You're a professional.
I do what I can.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop. We have a reputation on this podcast to uphold.
Something about being mid or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. Branding. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Holy shit, kids. Holy shit. So we have a third user has entered the chat. The profile picture, I'm not going to lie, kind of freaks me out, but Al Balog is who you're looking for here, I guess. The Wrestling Rebel, The Scourge. Yeah, I love this cat. This is great. Jesus.
I took a peek at the description there, and that's quite a couple of lines.
There's some shit going on. I don't know if I want to read this whole fucking... Oh, my God. Okay.
This is a wrestling video.
Okay. Oh, my God. Folks.
Wow.
Folks, all right. I don't even know if I should read this. Y'all find out if you go to watch it. This Mr. Balog has, he has thoughts, he has opinions, He has emojis, and he put them out there in the description to Kurosawa versus Arn Anderson, November 11th, 1995, WCW Saturday Night.
I do believe that's the same person that posted the Hacksaw promo that you found Night with. So I can't imagine what they have on that.
This is holy shit. Okay. Monday Night Fake Fights Presents is my new favorite show. Holy fuck. All right. I'm going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right. Jesus Christ. Oh, Colonel Robert Parker. Here we go. I think that Dusty gave us our first racism before he even came out of the dry ice. God damn it, Dream. Yes.
I like that jacket.
I was just going to say that jacket is fucking fantastic. So that we missed it, but they announced Chris Benoit as the new Horseman.
Horseman. Okay.
So that's where this happens. Patrons, now you know.
Yeah.
Because later you're going to hear an episode where I hadn't seen this yet, and I'm going to act confused. That Garrick is wrong. She is misinformed.
Future Garrick knows the truth now.
Yes, exactly. Ha ha. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And the greatest theme song of the era.
In there.
Oh, fuck you, Undertaker. See, when Undertaker does the throat slit, that's one thing. But when he does it, he's doing it with a circular saw from the classroom.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I'm going to ride the shop teacher shit to death, and I don't fucking care.
Oh, no,
you're going to have to get used to it. I never claimed to be talented. You knew what this was. I told you. Ooh, more here ads. We go. Nicolas Cage. That is a Nicolas Cage and a Samuel Jackson film that I, at 30-something years of age, have never fucking heard of in my life.
Yeah, Amos me neither.
And Andrew.
Why are they so obvious? Amos and Andrew.
God damn it. Mox, write that one down too. Fuck me. Tonka first responder. Huh. It thinks like a computer. Okay. Sure.
Interesting.
I feel like that is the same. That's probably the same mechanics as like winding up a music box. It's just got a better speaker. That's not what dumb means.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yes, that technically, I guess. Oh my God, Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber on VHS, folks, for 20 bucks.
For 1995, it could have been a much worse promotion for it.
Absolutely. Oh, cramps.
And they're covering everybody on this ad break.
Unfortunately, at 1995, I was still experiencing the wrong puberty for that ad. I was a couple decades late, might all, but I'm here now.
Vector Man, Vector Man.
They're going for the Vector Man. Liv Tyler with huge hair. Ooh, Pro V. This is wild. Okay, folks, we also do gender on this podcast. And I'm having an experience watching all of the quote-unquote girl commercials of my childhood right now. Because one I am sipping is called Jack Herrera, named after the hemp activist. It is a strain that he developed, and it is quite tasty, and it is fucking my mind up right now. Oh, puppies. Kitty. What the fuck? You show me all these kitties and puppies, and it's for antifreeze. Okay. Arn Anderson bowed and then immediately sucker punched him. I expect nothing less.
He's a horseman, after all.
He is a horseman, after all. He's like, yes, I'll respect you, but then I will disrespect you. Oh, shit. Everyone's in World War III.
Wow. Yeah, it's not going to be very many when there are 60 people.
Well, if shit, 60 men, that's got to be damn near the roster.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't have, like, second and third stringers. Everybody kind of. This isn't
like AEW where, like, everyone's on the roster.
Yeah. I'm on every third AEW dark. Like,
right. Yeah, right. Elmo is all elite. Okay, but Elmo versus Abaddon is a match I would watch.
I'm not sure who's going to have a scarier entrance.
You sure? I'd watch that on Collision. That's not even a dark match anymore. Call it a tie-in. What was the character that Elmo was, like, feuding with? Rocco?
Wasn't it just the entire GOP?
Well,
at one point.
In their minds, yes. Yeah. He's constantly feuding with entirely two online fascist incels, yes.
I don't know what specific character, though, unfortunately.
I think it was Rocco. I'm going with Rocco for this bit. I mentioned the weed. But I just, Abaddon takes Elmo's soul and then looks right at the camera and says, tell them Rocco sent me. Rocco, yeah. Oh, God.
The dummy that Paul Ellering had?
Oh, God. I can't think of his name now, but yes, there you go. Elmo versus him. Well, Ellering's on WWE right now. That wouldn't work. Fuck. That's a wild thing to say in 2024. Paul Ellering is managing a Legion of Doom knockoff in WWE.
And he has been for like almost 10 years.
Well, sure, of some kind, but a new one. And he's doing it on national TV in the biggest company.
Is there a brand new one? I'm out of the loop.
Yeah. Are they the authors of Agony? Or something like that? Yeah, I think they came up from NXT, I think. But they're big old dudes with Hawk and Animal energy. And they got Paul Ellering walking them out to the ring. They're with Karrion Kross. They're Karrion Kross's heavies.
Gotcha.
Which, you know, works.
Yeah.
I got to say, this pretty is... good main event.
Yeah. These guys are beating the hell out of each other.
Which... It's pretty great that they're like, look, we know what this show is going to be. We're at least going to give you Japan versus a horseman. You know, like, yeah. We'll give you something.
You survived everything else.
Yeah, see, to them, this was the dessert. We're like, we're the sickos. Are like, no. Five minutes of Jim Duggan in Ireland await us. Priorities. I know, yes. I'm about, kids. Oh.
Where's he going?
Where's he going? Oh, he's got his arm locked. Oh, shit. Ooh. That's wild. Let's get weird with it. Yeah, he really should. Oh, my God, the biting.
Bite him.
Arn Anderson biting. All right. Oh, return of ring psychology.
Okay, Dusty.
Yeah, right?
Oh, he's in on it. He's an Anderson.
Yeah, of course.
He's going to fast count. We're going to get the screw job 2 years before the screw job.
So it's always a dry run.
It's the only Anderson screw job.
A give and take, if you will. Oh, we have a horse person.
His best
Sergeant Michael Pepper's Jackson. Lonely Hearts Club, yeah. Hillman. You're trying to buy off Colonel Parker. Does Colonel Parker look like a guy who needs or has a lot of money?
No, but he does look like the kind of man that would take a bribe.
Yeah, this is true. Can't blame him, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. What is...
Oof. Oh, God, we have another horse person.
Oh. He just ran out of the dugout.
The biggest monster in the history of wrestling comes out, Saito suplex, runs away.
Yeah, that'll do it.
He scattered even. They're teaching him well into the DDT, the ways of the horseman. There you go.
Yeah, all right.
See, most of the horseman games end with a DDT from Arn Anderson for the 1-2-3. That's
I thought it was Regal coming out for a second.
Right.
The bright red jacket, the hair is like very very Regal-esque.
Steve Regal as a horseman, that'd have been weird. Four horsemen, if you will.
If you will.
That's like our third, if you will, just of this match. he was on one for that segment. Holy crap. We did it, kids. We managed to watch the real. Right? Yeah, now time for the real reason we're here. But I do also want to celebrate. We managed to find, thank you, YouTube, for everything that you've done wrong, and you've done a whole lot wrong for us and basically the entire world. At least you can help us find wrestling that we can't otherwise get because people suck. But yes, the reason we are here, the thing that brought us here.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. I gotta wait for this thing to stop doing its thing. Ads. God damn it. Yeah, free channels. Yeah, Mr. Fish. Okay. Unga is what I say to that. But yes, the reason we are here, the thing that brought us here, they sent Jim Duggan to Ireland, apparently, to look for his roots. And I am already terrified.
It would appear it's the same copy-paste.
And it's Mr. Belog. It is the same copy-paste.
Yeah.
We have a serial offender here, folks.
I mean, it's the same episode, so I guess it makes sense.
And he referred to Joe as Brandon, which, you know, okay, I get it. Yeah, that was a good one. But this is wrestling fans. They're not sending their best. Cripes. But okay, Al Balog again.
Al Balog, everybody.
A round of applause. You know, I have to hand it to him. And what we are typing for is Hacksaw Jim Duggan in Ireland promo segment. From 11/11/1995, WCW Saturday Night.
Music to my ears. I can't wait.
We have, it appears to be, oh, I shit you not, 4 minutes and 20 seconds of goodness here.
it's a sign.
It was meant to be, kids. All right. On a 3, a 2, a 1, let's go for a trip. Okay. All right. So this is theoretically about a match that we didn't watch. That's fine. Ooh. Oh, this is so Irish. Oh, he's looking. Oh! This is amazing. Okay, so this guy's telling us that Jim Duggan had prize fighter grandparents in Ireland. Oh my god, he's just being Jim Duggan everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're trying to make a joke about how he sent them an old map. All right, that was good for about a minute of goofs. I think he's carrying his 2x4 in a bag. Holy shit. It's Jim Duggan from America.
He's just hat in an upside down chair.
This is amazing. Oh, they're doing ye old bits. Oh my god, the physical comedy. Oh my god. You can't tell me this is the first Irish pub that Jim Duggan's been in. I refuse to believe it.
Absolutely not. I mean, look at the man.
Wow, awesome. Grandmama Duggan. Yeah, you don't remember shit. Oh my god. Oh my god, if that's a real picture, that's unreal. She looks like an old Jim Duggan. What the fuck? This can't be real.
They were born with taped fists.
Sure. Yeah. Murder boner. We all know what that is. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's normal and fine, Jim. No, this is absolutely all bullshit. Awesome. All right. So here's the thing. I do not believe that they're in Ireland right now. I think this might be an Irish pub in Georgia.
The fact that there's an American flag hanging up on the other side of the Ireland flag.
Shut the fuck up, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that when he came in.
Oh my fucking god. This is all kayfabe bullshit. Oh my god, how much money did they spend on this? This is unbelievable. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in wrestling.
Yeah, that's everything I wanted it to be. Fantastic.
That was unfucking real. That was worth the price of admission. That made all of the vegetables and the questionable potatoes worth it. The double serving meat, I'll admit, was pretty good. But oh my god, what the fuck? I gotta admit, I wasn't expecting it to be complete bullshit. I thought that they like maybe actually did a thing where like, oh, it wouldn't be funny if they did a thing and blah blah blah. No.
They actually went to
Oh my god. Did they work Boston recently? What like you did like oh my god, that was unfucking real. Thank you for coming to experience that, yes, Piper, because what in the absolute shit fuck.
I'm so glad that I decided to watch that, that it delivered exactly in the way that we were hoping for.
Yeah, you know, I think this is proof that podcasting is best when you let it happen organically, because it was like, no, I'm gonna have to go ahead and take note of that. We're going to Ireland with Jim Duggan. What the fuck?
Yep.
So that was Monday Night Fake Fights presents Jim Duggan Goes to Ireland. Thank you for hanging out and listening, and I'm sure I'll have to do something like this again, because there's not a lot of pay-per-views. It got fill time sometime. But yeah. Hey, thank you for coming, Piper, and thank you for having me. Yeah, we will see you hopefully again soon for more stuff on the Patreon, and yeah. Bye, folks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And fuck you, Craig.